Well, that was a risky ball, and Berisha's onside again. Ansel across, Besart Berisha, and he's found the way through. Besart Berisha, it was always going to be him, wasn't it? Against his future employers, the Melbourne Victory. But he wants to win a championship with the Brisbane Roar, and he's put them in front.
That was Bessard's work for Brisbane against the Victory in the finals campaign last year. That's his work. He was in action on Wednesday night as well, scoring for the Victory against Brisbane. And hopefully, for Victory fans' sake, he gets involved again this Saturday night when they tackle the same opposition. It's all happening in the Hyundai A-League. A couple of rounds to go. Adam Peacock's the main man at Fox Sports. He's with us. Hello, Peacock.
And get involved is one of the great calls in life.
Get involved.
Many people should just carry things through, basically.
It is a great message for life, isn't it? It's a great theme. Get involved.
Yeah. Yeah, just it applies to all walks of life, whether it be getting up in the middle of the night and having to go to the toilet. Well, you've got to get involved. Get that problem out of the way. If you want to get up and you're hungry in the morning, just get involved and do a bit of breakfast. And if you want to watch a bit of sport across the week, you just get involved with Fox Sports.
Just get involved. In fact, you should take that to the marketing department and just run
what,
with it.
The toilet bit or the...
Oh, well, perhaps miss that bit, but the rest of it's good.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll give him a yell.
Before we get to the game, just quickly on the Perth situation, they've accepted the sanctions. No real surprise considering there was a third show cause issued this week.
Well, basically they were pressed up against the glass being arrested, and then someone put a knee in their back with the third show cause notice when they were actually in the hearing for that whole kerfuffle. Yeah, getting vibe from a lot of people over in Perth, you just get the feeling that they don't, they go, oh, great, they've been kicked out of the finals and the CEO's gone. But the stench is still there with the Tony Sage run club. And that's the big problem. There's a huge disconnect over there in Perth. And I don't know what gets done about it because this guy's put millions and millions of dollars of his own money into the club. You can't tell someone like that, no, you can't do it anymore, go away. It's a vexing issue for the FFA, and I don't know how they're going to handle it. But hopefully there's a lot of support given to Perth Glory and Tony Sage about how to properly run a football club and get the fan engagement going again over there, because the fans over there that are there at the moment deserve a hell of a lot better than what they've been served up in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, quite rightly irate, I reckon, the Perth Glory fans. Let's get to the games this week. Wellington hosts Central Coast. No chance of finals action for Central Coast. Wellington trying to consolidate a top two position, I would think. Big game for them.
Huge. Yeah, we're looking at a big night, actually, because Sydney SC and Wellington Phoenix both have games that they're expected to do well in. Now, we saw last week with Melbourne Victory against Newcastle Jets, Newcastle can be a little bit recalcitrant when it comes to trying to get through them. So the Jets won't be a pushover. And I think the Central Coast as well, they might play with a little bit more freedom and things like that, and players playing for contracts with Tony Walmsley locked in as their coach next season. So, yeah, it won't be as wide a margin, I dare say, in either of the games than what might be suggested in terms of just looking at the latter. But I do favour both Wellington and Sydney to handle things tonight.
That's the Friday night action on Fox Sports. West Sydney host Adelaide tomorrow. Now, we know where Sydney is sitting, just languishing at the bottom of the table. Adelaide are in that position where anything could happen in terms of finishing anywhere from second to sixth, really. So they need a big performance as well.
Yeah, Adelaide, quite simply at the moment, are like a car without an engine. Looks good, all those things, doesn't go anywhere. Karuska, he's the engine, and he's not playing again this weekend. So they need him back next weekend. That was his scheduled return. I mean, they might pull a Swifty and play him on the weekend. I doubt it. They need him back for next weekend. They definitely need him back for the finals because they're a totally different side without him, because it's not just his influence on a game as an individual, but it's what it does to the balance of their team, and that they don't quite have the replacement that can just go in there and do a job without it affecting about three or four other positions on the field. And, I mean, a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, they've had to change formation mid-match because they're not finding the solution that they want without Karuska. So they've got to get through this weekend and hopefully for their sake pick up 3 points, which should be doable given the Western Sydney Wanderers are preparing for a big Champions League game next week. So they won't play their first 11. They get the opportunity, Adelaide, just whether or not they're good enough at the moment without Karuska.
Well, okay, so we will see in that one. Brisbane Roar tackle the Victory. Do they go to school on Wednesday night, the Brisbane Roar, and find a way, or is Victory should be too good again?
Well, both clubs would have gone to school, I reckon, and seen how they're going to approach it, and it's kind of half-time in these two matches. Put simply, it was a fantastic match on Wednesday night, and hopefully it can be replicated tomorrow night, because it was so good to watch. It was open, it was willing, and all those things, and Brisbane are will scare a couple of teams if they do sneak into the finals, which it looks like they will now, given Perth Glory's predicament. It's just a matter of whether they'll do it like the way they want to, and that's on merit, or off the back of a couple of losses, including the one the other night. I can't split them, actually. Watching the other night, it was Melbourne victory, very good first half. Brisbane came back into it the second half. I reckon a draw in this one, and that's probably enough for victory to finally win a trophy.
And that'd be nice. Perth Glory host Melbourne City. Josh Kennedy not playing for City. Do they rub salt into the wound of Perth, or do Perth bounce back?
I reckon Perth will bounce back, oddly enough. It's going to be not exactly the most open, free-flowing game, but I think now that it's been finalised for Perth Glory, they can get on with life, albeit with still a heavy sense of bitterness about what has gone on. But I think the fact it's really hard to read into Perth Glory last week against Sydney, because they found out like hours beforehand what was now in front of them. Now they've got used to the idea. I dare say some of those characters in the dressing room, they'll be making light of the situation. It's the Australian way, isn't it? To just take the P-I-S-S out of something when it goes horribly wrong. So I reckon they'll be up for it, Perth Glory, and they might be able to cause Melbourne City a few problems.
It's a big week, second last one of the home and away season. Catch it all unfold on Fox Sports. Have a great weekend, mate. Thank you.
You too, Huff. Have a good one.